dancing girls on the neon sign. Truck stop sharp on Main Nicole, going out shoes and cheap cologne. Stash his bag in the truck, walked across the road. Stopped in for a look at the local show. Not much else. Pink leather boots and not much else. Ooh, 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 ooh. Got himself a beer from a girl at the bar. His mind starts racing and he's seeing stars. Now she's shaking her hips, now she's on the floor. If this isn't love, honey, what's love for? Up on the dash, pink leather boots up on the dash. Ooh, 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 ooh. Now the future spreads before him like a highway in his head. He'll take her home to meet his mom. He'll take her out to meet his friends. And still she'll have those pink boots on when they cuddle up in bed. Those pink leather boots and not much else. Pink leather boots and not much else. Ooh, ooh.
Karen Jonas performing in a virtual Roots Sound session on WVTF. Pink Leather Boots from her new album, The Southwest Sky and Other Dreams. Karen joining us to talk about the new album and other things. Karen, you're from Northern Virginia. What are you doing singing about the great expanses of the Southwest?
Well, that's the dream part, really. You know, it's easy to dream of the Southwest sky when you live here on the Eastern Seaboard, and the sky's a little more, covered up with buildings and roads and things. So I was dreaming of the Southwest sky, really. The songs are all sort of set there, but in a really imaginative way.
Well, we do appreciate you joining us for this virtual Roots Sound session and performing some songs from the new album with your guitar wizard, Tim Bray. And that's how I always refer to him, never as your guitarist or you're a guitar player, but Tim Bray, you're a guitar wizard.
Okay.
Karen, where do the characters, and you have some very well-defined and, how should we say, eccentric characters in your songs, where do they come from? Are they just rolling around in your head?
They do kind of roll around. You know, there's always a little spark for each one, and I kind of write them down and I ruminate on them for anywhere between 10 minutes and, 10 months. And I find them places to live and reasons to be there. And what I love about this record is how short all the scenes are and how much we can learn about these characters specifically from these little tiny snippets of scenes that we're seeing. It was fun to write that way.
A prime example would be The Last Cowboy at the Bowling Alley. I tell you, you need to talk to Netflix about an option on that for a new season of Fargo.
Yeah, I could hear it on there for sure.
The story of a man who can't quite let go of the past, but you still have empathy for the character, right?
That's right, and it's hard to, I don't want to judge him for what he's still doing. You know, I really tried to embrace where he is with his picture, which he still does take it very serious. And there's something to be said for that, even though, you know, when we listen to the whole picture, it is a little tragic as a lifestyle.
And the first song you performed there, Pink Leather Boots, another story of a man who maybe lives in a bit of a fantasy world.
That's right. Yeah. A lot of these songs deal with this really big picture concept of the realities that we create for ourselves. And I think both of those songs kind of cover that. You know, the cowboy lives in his own reality where this bowling game is so serious to him and his life has been so vivid and real. And then our pink leather boots, it's a little more transparent that he imagines this whole life with this dancer and never actually talks to her. And then he just rolls on down the highway and maybe that's fine. You know, that's how he got through the day.
I want to talk with your guitar wizard, Tim Bray, for a minute here. Tim, I got to tell you, from the first time I heard Karen's music to when you guys were in the studio with me a couple of years ago performing, I've just been impressed by your guitar playing. And on this record, the range you have from those sweeping atmospheric chords that invoke that mythos of the great open sky and spaces in the Southwest and country twang to even some chicken picking in there.
A little bit. Yeah. Thank you. It's always fun to work with Karen because she's got so many different ideas and eclectic songwriting and yeah, it's fun to be able to kind of check off all those boxes.
How do you figure out what you're going to be doing in Karen's songs once you get in the studio? How do you work out what you will be doing that fits with her narrative?
Great question. Karen often has, most of the time, has a great idea of what she wants and communicating it to me, and I try to do my best to interpret what she's looking for in a song. Pink Leather Boots was one of the few that I came in with that main riff, and I had my solo more or less planned out for that one. So that was a real fun one to do. It was something that I'd been wanting to kind of try in a song somewhere for a while. And it just so happened that it worked well for Pink Leather Boots. So another one might be Farmer John, where we just knew we had to do some creepy background noise. And so we just turned my amp all the way up, and I sat there with the hollow body guitar and just tried to reel in some of the feedback and play some, make some notes happen and some harmonics happen. So that was fun, too.
When Tim says I come in with ideas and he tries to... tries to turn them into something, what he means is I sing very vague things at him, you know, and I'm like, I want it to go like la 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 la, and then he's like and somewhere from all of that, you know, with a little help from my co-producer EP Jackson also, we were able to, you know, all brains work together in the same direction. I also come in with vague things like, you know, it's like a dusty sky and it's 95 degrees and it's the air is dry. What does it sound like, Tim? And Tim is not moved by that generally, but he does such a great job putting up with me and turning all that into these amazing sounds that we have on this record. So
talking with Karen Jonas and Tim Bray, the new album The Southwest Sky and Other Dreams. Want to hear you perform a couple of more songs from the album, including, of course, The Last Cowboy at the Bowling Alley, and another one here, Out in Palm Tree Paradise, a song about hoping that a long-lost love still thinks about you?
Yeah, well, I found out that someone was still thinking about me because I was stalking them on Facebook. And the first thing that I came across was a video, and I was like, oh, watch a minute of that. And he was introducing a song and he gave me a not very flattering shout out in his introduction. So I quickly closed my computer and I thought, well, at least he still misses me. So I did. I wrote that song right away. It's a little tongue in cheek because there's more sadness to be found in there. But from a basic level, you know, it's nice when people still think about you, hopefully fondly.
Well, let's hear that one. And thank you for sharing your music with us. It's Karen Jonas and Tim Bray in a virtual Roots Down session on WVTF.
1, 2, 3, 1, 2. Are you out there in the desert with your starry blue eyes, singing hallelujah by the fireside? I'm sure you know her for lovers, I'm sure you're doing just fine. But I wondered if you miss me sometimes. I hope that life has made you happy out in palm tree paradise. I hope it's 65 and sunny. I hope the stars always shine. Oh, I'm sure you're never lonely, honey, neither am I. But I hope you still miss me sometimes. Are you still wrestling with religion, or did you kick that with the booze? Did you find
Rootsdown Radio Sessions recorded live. Search Rootsdown at WVTF.org.
1, 2, 3. He picks up his favorite number 12. It's blue, still sparkle, and it's worn shell. The other guys all do 15s and 16s, but they're gone now anyhow. He takes a long step back. He takes a deep breath. Cowboy at the bowling alley. There's an old girl still working at the counter. Janet pops the tops off his
One time she kissed him in the parking lot, but she pretends not to remember. He takes a long step back. He takes a deep breath. Cowboy at the bowling alley. They always said he was the very best. Now he's just the only one left. Buenas noches, señorita. Calls to a pretty lady walking in. Then he frowns at some school kids that just heard a kiss on the benches. He takes a long step back. Cowboy and the bull.